Hello, everybody, and welcome to our Monday show. It's our encore show. And today, we're going to listen to Tom Dafka. He's one of my favorite. He's one of my favorites. He's a radio consultant. And that was a kind of a guy that, you know, we knew and we, you know, dealt with in radio. Some of my favorite people, though, are radio consultants. David G. Hall, who you hear caricatured on our show quite frequently. A great guy, a great program director, and is a radio consultant. Valerie Geller, my good friend Valerie, she's a radio consultant. So there are good radio consultants. But in the case of Tom Dafka, no, he ain't. Let's listen. This one is about the phone system breaking down. We were having some problems a year ago this time. I think the TriCaster was in the shop. The phones didn't work. And radio consultant Tom Dafka flies to California to promote the Tom Brady for President campaign that he's starting, I guess. Let's listen now on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
And now, the Phil Henry Show presents radio consultant Tom Dafka, who's going to talk about Tom Brady and the retirement of Tom Brady. Tom Dafka, a radio consultant who has sat down and talked to radio talent and program directors, too, on what they got to do to make their show and their stations better and better and better and better. Tom Dafka is known throughout the radio business as a man that will come to your station and talk to you and your talent and tell you what you did wrong. Now, Tom Dafka.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Bud Dickman. This is Tom Dafka, radio consultant from Chicago. I'm over at the Krevko building in Chicago. And my number available at the different trade journals and the different radio journals. And I will be truth and lending here, as they say, you know.
What's that mean?
Well, truth and lending, it means truth, you know, and I don't know what it, really know what it means, but what I'm trying to say is that I'm here because Mr. Henry had an equipment failure with the telephone, and we were going to be talking to him from Chicago, and Mr. Henry said at that time, I don't have no phone, you know, the phone doesn't work. And so I got on an airplane and flew here so that I could, you know, be on the show here and talk about Tom Brady.
Yeah, but you, I mean, we didn't need it that bad.
Who's asking you?
Nobody.
So I came here of my own free volition to talk about something that I feel is important. And I was going to do it on the phone, and Mr. Henry was going to be here with me, and here he is now.
Hi. No, go ahead, man. I don't want to interrupt you.
Well, I thought I was going to do this alone.
You are going to do it alone. I'm just sitting down over here.
Mr. Henry, sit here.
Okay, thanks.
If I'm doing it alone, how come Dickman is...
Bud, don't...
And now I'm going to get you staring at me.
Well, look, Tom, you know, you're a radio consultant. You know how to do it better than I do, so...
Don't get smart about it, Phil. I'm just... I've tried to give you pointers through the years. You don't take them, you don't take them.
What are you doing here, to make me nervous? No, I told you I was going to be here.
Well, yeah, but you said you wasn't going to co-host.
I'm not co-hosting.
All right. Let me start all over again. My name is Tom Dafka, and this is my opinion. Ah, shit.
Yeah, do it again. I'll do it. And now, Tom Dafka.
No, I got it. Hey, thank you very much. And this is the Tom Dafka. And this ain't the Tom Dafka show, but I was going to be your guest host. Folks, I'm awfully sorry, Tom. I'm awfully sorry. We were going to interview Tom on the phone, and our telephone equipment went out. We have had one hell of a couple of weeks. We've lost the TriCaster, although the show is available on video.
Well, you're going to do a promo for the
show. Just got to bring the audience up to speed. The show is available on video, and unfortunately, we've lost the phone. So forgive me. Tom was on the phone. He was going to be interviewed from Chicago. And he very graciously got on an airplane and flew here so he could be part of the show.
Yeah, but it sounds like I'm desperate. It kind of does.
You're not. Doesn't sound like you're desperate to me. It sounds like you wanted to make the show win and succeed. I appreciate it, Tom.
You got to... Yeah, go ahead.
Thanks a lot, Phil. This is Tom Dafka. I'm a radio consultant from Chicago. And the reason why I'm here is because, as Phil said, the phone broke. And I felt, well, I had a couple of free days, so, and I had some miles with JetBlue, and I said, okay, and I flew into L.A., actually flew into Ontario, because I thought I'd be over at Steve Bozell's house,
Boy, this is like old home week.
Well, I thought Mr. Henry said...
I hope you don't mind. I said, Steve, because you were originally going to be at his house.
Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Steve Bozell is here, Steve.
Yeah. Mr. Dovka was going to be at my house. And my wife April is here.
Hi.
How do you do, April?
And when the phone broke... And then we couldn't have Mr. Dovka. He said he was going to come to California. And I said, why don't you stay at my place? And originally he was going to stay at my place and then realized it was too far away from the El Pacifico studios. If he'd stayed at my place and the phone worked, then you could have talked to him on the phone.
Right, but why would I want to talk to you?
Yeah, I guess.
Because I was going to fly into Ontario, stay at Steve Bozell's house.
Bozell.
That's not what I said, huh?
No.
I said Steve Bozell.
Yeah. It's Steve Bozell, not Bozell.
But I was going to stay there and do the interview from there because I had the business in L.A.
All right, but well, now you're here in the studio, so you're staying out here in the Ventura area?
Yeah, I'm over here. Well, I don't want to say where I am, but a very nice hotel in the Ventura area.
Okay.
All right, so thanks, Steve. It's nice to see you.
Yeah, it's good to see you, and thanks for...
Thanks for what, you know?
Well...
Go ahead.
Now I got three. I got Dickman, I got Phil, I got Mr. Bozell and Mrs. Bozell sitting there.
Name's Bozell.
I'm sorry, Mr. Bozell. Most of Bozell.
Yeah.
That's right.
And you're very lovely, by the way.
Thanks a lot.
It's my wife.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
What's the matter?
I don't know. I feel like I'm suddenly in a freak show over here, you know.
You know, that's a hell of a thing to say, man. We got you here.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm here tonight, ladies and gentlemen, to tell you that I believe, first of all, one of the greatest quarterbacks perhaps to have ever played in the United States of America on pro football, Tom Brady, is retired. He retired today, which would be, for you listening to this right now, it'd be yesterday. He retired and he's not going to play ever again. He's completely retired. And we all remember Tom Brady for all that he's done and all that he can do in the professional football sphere. I believe that Tom Brady represents not just a great football career, but I believe he also represents just greatness as an individual. And we can all learn from a Tom Brady. We can all look at him and say, boy, you know, I can't play football, but I want to do as good as he did at what I do. The way he did it, you know, and the way he did it
is good.
Hey, Bud.
Yeah, you're going to find that he butts in a lot.
No, I know. I believe.
You said I can applaud, though.
Yes, he can applaud, right?
He can applaud.
When you say something good.
Yeah, sure. I believe, and the reason why I wanted to talk to Phil, and the reason why I got on an airplane and flew here, and was going to stay at the Bozell house, and then I was going to talk to Mr. Henry on the phone and be on the show that way from the Steve and April Bozell house, is then I come into L.A. and do some of the business I have to do, consulting some of the radio stations in the L.A. market. But because the phone broke, I said, well, you know, so I flew to L.A. anyway, and here I am.
So you were going to fly in anyway.
Yeah, I was going to fly in anyway, but I didn't want it to look desperate, like I really want to be on your show, but I guess that's how it looks.
Go ahead. Yeah.
So I came on here tonight to say one thing and one thing only. It is my fervent belief that Tom Brady should run for public office, and I mean president of America.
All right, yeah.
Thank you. I notice he's the only one clapping. That's okay.
Well, I think the jury's out, but I think it's a fresh idea. What do you think, April?
I think it's not bad.
Thanks, Phil.
I think it's a stupid. I'm sorry, Tom. It's a stupid idea.
Yeah. I knew Phil never disappoints. His contempt for radio consultants even steams its way into something as innocuous and as. It really vanilla as a discussion of Tom Brady running for president.
What is innocuous about that? And vanilla? That's pretty controversial.
What's controversial? The guy's the greatest quarterback.
Why don't you sit down here, Mr. Henry?
Well, so what is this, a debate?
Take a...
What's controversial about that?
What's controversial about it is that, first of all, it's not so much controversial as it's stale.
Oh, it's stale. Well, I wouldn't want to be stale.
No, look at Tom. Running an athlete for public office, it's been done. I don't know how many athletes have been all that fantastic. I'm not saying that he doesn't have a right to be president of the United States. I think taking advantage of his popularity as a football player to harvest votes, I should say, for a presidency is a little, people are going to vote for this guy because he's a football player.
I think people are going to vote for the guy because he is a great example, a great model of a human being. Look at the guy. Look at him. 44 years of age. And Tom Brady playing football, most guys would be crippled for life.
Look, Tom.
Most guys, tell me, come on, you got to give me that. Most guys would be crippled for life trying to play. What do you think you'd look like if you're playing football 44?
What do you think you'd look like, man?
Yeah, just Dafka, there'd be nothing left of you.
What do you mean there'd be nothing left of me? What kind of a...
I think you could probably do it, Mr. You're a big guy, Mr. Dafka.
You better believe I'm a big guy.
You think you could play quarterback at 44? How old are you now?
That's none of your business.
Well, you're older than 44, aren't you?
That's none of your business.
I mean, are you like 51?
None of your business. Anybody else?
No.
No.
Look.
If you played quarterback in the National Football League, Tom, there'd be nothing left of you. You'd probably die.
Oh, yeah, sure. The guy that would die would be you. Look, I'm not saying either one of us would make a good quarterback. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that either one of us would make... I think I could get in. I think I could play 2-3 downs of acceptable football.
Before you died.
What are you talking about dying?
What do you mean there'd be nothing left of me?
You trying to tell me you could play 2 or 3 downs of acceptable football?
No, but neither could you.
What?
Yeah, Mr. Dog, that's a good point. All right, yeah.
Knock it off, bud.
What do you mean? I'm not saying I would be a world beater.
Yeah, I mean, can I jump in here?
Wait, I want to make this point. I'm not saying I'd be a world beater. I'm not saying that I would win. I'm not saying that I wouldn't get tackled all 3 times. I'm just saying that I could go in, take a snap, drop back the pass, move to my left, and then I'd get sacked.
I get sacked? You would get crippled. You would have your back broken. You would have your neck broken. You'd probably have knees dislocated. You'd probably have a punctured liver.
What are you talking? You know something? I love listening to you, Phil, when you go way out there, way, way out there, like you're in Mars, you know?
What are you talking about in Mars? Yeah.
I mean on Mars. You talk...
Yeah, I'm in Mars. You don't even know where... You don't even know what part of Mars a guy's supposed to be on or in.
I don't know what... Say that again.
Wait a minute. So you're saying... Let's not talk about this chicken shit, okay?
Yeah, I tell you, I'm going to jump in right now. As Phil said, this is chicken stuff, and I think there's far more stuff important to talk about.
I'm just saying Tom Brady is a great, great quarterback and would make a great president of the United States. That is complete fantasy.
Why?
Because there's nothing to indicate that Tom Brady would make a great... Because he's a great quarterback doesn't mean the cat would make a great... Boy, take a look at that, will you?
Yeah, see, that's Bill Belichick's girlfriend. Man, what a piece of...
Are you guys going to talk about the...
Oh, I'm sorry.
So Tom Brady, look at...
You're saying because Tom Brady was a great quarterback, he's going to make a great president?
I mean, look, people would follow Tom Brady. They would follow his policy ideas. They would listen to his policy concepts and the things he wants to do for the country. I don't think there's no doubt in my mind that the American people would sort of put an ear to the radio or the television set when Tom Brady came on. And they say, you know, what do they say?
Can't see me. And now?
Yeah, they say that. Now the President of the United States.
Right, okay. And now the President of the United States, Tom Brady.
Yeah, and when the laughter died down.
When the laughter died down. You know, when the laughter, if you ever were President of the United States, Mr. Henry, the laughing wouldn't stop.
I hope it wouldn't, because that's what I'd be playing it for, laughs.
What is that supposed to mean?
Are you kidding me, Mr. Henry?
Of course, I'm not kidding. No, I would play it for laughs because I wouldn't be a good president. I'd get up there and do laughs.
while the country goes to hell in a handcart.
No, I make sure other responsible people did the job for me. I would find out could I quit and hand it off to my vice president. Hopefully they'd be qualified.
Yeah. Are you trying to say you'd select a good vice president?
I think I would, yeah. First of all, I wouldn't want to run for president.
But what if you had to? What if something happened to the president and you had to?
That would mean I was the vice president.
Yeah, what about that?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
What do you mean? You know, for me to take over as president, I'd have to be vice president. Okay, so what if you were the president pro tem? I'm just as a fantasy, okay? We're not talking about it has to be legal. I'm just saying if you were president of the United States, you'd be crippled for life.
You said I'd be crippled for life as a quarterback
and also as a president. Boy, that's bad, man. Are you saying somebody try and assassinate me? No, I am not saying that. That's a horrible thing for you to say. That's a horrible thing that you just done said right there.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, April, why don't you shut up?
Why don't you make me?
Hey, listen, Phil.
Hey, I'm not saying, I'm just telling you.
What I'm saying is you'd get out of bed in the morning and the job would be so frightening to you, you'd trip and fall down some stairs. That's what would happen to you.
Oh, okay, Mr. Tongue Twister.
Hey, I was, Jesus Christ.
And we're listening now.
I do that. And we're listening now to a debate between...
I'm Tom Dovka here. I'll do it. I'm Tom Dovka. I'm talking to Phil Henry about...
What's the guy again? Tom Brady.
Yeah, Tom Brady. And I would like to run Tom Brady for public. This all started when I said that I think Tom Brady would make one holy hell of a great quarterback. And I do. I think Tom Brady would make a great, not a quarterback.
President.
Yeah, would make a holy hell of a great president. And I really do. And I really, really do.
And you really do.
Go.
It's time now to take a break. We'll be back here. It's the Tom Dovka presentation. Tom is talking about Tom Brady if he'd run for president.
This is the world famous Phil Henry Show. Hi, it's Tom Dovka, and it's my great pleasure to be one of the guest hosts here this week on the Phil Henry Show. His phone broke, his TriCaster broke. This guy is a mess. But anyway, I'd like you to get a subscription to the Phil Henry website. As a radio consultant, I wouldn't recommend it, but as a listener, as somebody who likes to have a laugh, as someone who enjoys comedy and someone who enjoys to hear the wonderful, funny things that... Anyway, I can't say it good enough because I know that I'm undercutting myself as a representative of the radio world when I say get a subscription to the Phil Henry Show podcast. The fact that this guy's making a living away from radio, the fact that he doesn't need for me to consult his show, the fact that I can't tell him to shut up or fire him or do anything at all to impede his career
makes you feel bad, doesn't it?
Get a subscription to The Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com for a month or for a year. You never had it so good.
And what is this, anyway?
It's a bumper music.
Bubba music?
Hey, Tom, come on.
All right. Sounds... Jesus. Sounds Chinese. Is this Chinese?
Who cares?
Hi, everybody. This is Tom Dovka, and I'm on The Phil Henry Show today. I'd like to say I'm filling in for Phil, but Phil's here. Bud Dickman is here. Steve Bozell. The reason why Mr. and Mrs. Ben, April Bozell, Ms. Bozell, good to see you.
Hi. Right.
The reason why the Bozells are here is I was going to spend the night at their house, and I was going to be on the phone on the Phil Henry Show to talk about Tom Brady being president of the United States, but Mr. Henry's phone system broke, his TriCaster broke. I'm telling you right now, Phil.
Hey, you know what? Just as you said, though, man, I'm making a living, aren't I?
Yeah, you're making a living, all right, but you know what? I bet you...
Yeah, if you guys could still pay in radio, I would make a better living in radio, but you guys aren't paying in radio, are you?
You know, so...
You aren't. You guys are paying, like, what, one-third what you used to pay?
Hey, Howard Stern...
Howard Stern is Howard Stern. Everybody else in the radio business is making crap, right?
You know, Phil...
Right?
Hey, we're in a period of rebuilding. You'll see. You'll know, and then you'll see. You know?
Yeah, you'll see, Mr. Henry.
Yeah.
What is this? You paying these guys, are you paying them smart-ass wages? Is that it? I'll pay you hourly smart-ass wage.
They're just, you know, backing me up here. You don't like the fact that I'm making a living outside of radio.
I don't even want to argue with this guy. You know, I love Phil and I respect his talent. I've always tried to consult the show. So getting back to what I'm talking about, Tom Brady as President of the United States. I would like to run Tom Brady as President of the United States. That was my idea. If Tom Brady ever hears this show, he won't take a call from, he'll run away from me like there's a, like an odor is coming off of me like I just farted.
Where are you going?
Come on, Tom, come on. I think Tom Brady would entertain the idea of being president of the United States, of running for president.
He would, but he's not going to entertain it for me because all he has to do is listen to this gaseous emission from the ass.
From the ass of creation.
Yeah, right there. From the ass of creation. That's what this show is. Tom? No, no. This show, when I came on here, I wanted to talk about Tom Brady, my admiration for Tom Brady, how much I want him to run for president. I know he would be a good president. And what has this turned into? It's turned into a noxious gas from the ass of creation.
Go ahead, Steve.
Excuse me, aren't I?
Just let him.
I think that what you're saying, Mr. Dovka, don't get too wrapped up in whether or not, you know, Mr. Henry's doing radio anymore and the fact your consultancy is, you know, you've got radio stations, but maybe not.
Hey, I got plenty of radio stations.
All right, let's get back to the point. You really admire Tom Brady.
I admire Tom Brady no end.
Well, I admire Tom Brady. I admire the hell out of Tom Brady.
You said you don't like football. You said you don't like the Super Bowl.
I don't follow any of that garbage anymore, especially since this Brian Flores lawsuit came out.
Oh, come on.
No, Tom. The Brian Flores lawsuit, naming the Dolphins, naming the Giants, naming the Broncos, naming the entire National Football League for racial discrimination, this goes right to the heart of what I'm talking about.
You know, you're making enemies as you talk. You understand? Because most, you got to understand, Phil.
No, wait.
No, you got to understand. This is one thing I know about. Your demographic is men. You got a big number in men. Everybody knows that. You have mostly male listeners, okay? You got about 25% female, and you're killing yourself right now. You're taking out a gun, you're putting the barrel in your mouth, and you're going, you know, it goes bang, you know?
It goes bang, huh?
Yeah, when you squeeze.
In other words, he's committing suicide.
Right, yeah. You're committing suicide.
I don't think so.
Oh, really? Why?
Because I think guys and women, they're all smarter than that. I think people listen, make up their own minds, you know.
You're saying that, what did you say?
I said I admire Tom Brady.
Yeah, but you don't like football.
I don't watch it that much anymore, you know. That's just me. I'm not telling people not to watch it. But I'm covering the story. It's a big story. Tom Brady retires from football. How can you not cover that?
Yeah, right there. How can you not cover that? You said it, friend. How can you not cover it? You got to cover it. And you got to cover it and cover it and cover it. And you got to just drape yourself over it.
And cover it.
Yes, and cover it.
Well, you're covering it, man. You want to run the guy for president.
Yeah, you. If I could, Coach, you want to run Tom Brady for president because of the great admiration and the great love and affection that so many deeply have for him. And I so understand that.
Oh,
I so understand it. I so want that to happen because I am a football fan.
Okay, you are so you understand.
I do understand, and I think Tom Brady would show he would bring to the office of the presidency of the United States of the United States of America the same commitment, the same practice, the same positive mindset, the same stick-to-itiveness, never say die, never say diedness. You know,
never say diedness.
Well, you know what I mean. He'd bring that to the game. To the office of the presidency of the United States of America, and how could he not succeed? Bud Dickman.
Thanks very much.
What is this all of this, Bud? We handed off to him. Go, let him talk.
Yeah, thanks very much. You know, Tom, I'm sitting here. I'm trying to back you up. Okay.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, man. I'm trying to back you. Talk about you could play three downs of football. You know you can't play three downs of football. You'd pop. They'd pop you. You know, they would land on you and you'd pop.
What are you talking about?
Right.
I mean, so that's not true. The other thing is, I think Tom Brady, I like Tom Brady too. I like to watch him play football and everything. He's great. But, I mean, I disagree with Mr. Bozell.
My name is Steve. You know my name's Steve Bozell. You know it, and you did that on purpose.
Come on, everybody. Just quit with the chicken shit.
Oh, yeah. It's only the guy's name.
You're the guy calling him Bozell.
I didn't call him Bazell.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, you did.
All right, sorry. What's your name?
It's Steve Bozell.
All right, Steve Bozell.
Hey, all right, yeah, got it.
All right, yeah, yeah.
Knock it off.
But what I'm saying is, I admire Steve
Bozell. There's the Phil Henry crew right there.
I admire Tom Brady.
Okay, we all do, except for Phil Henry.
I didn't say I didn't admire him.
Then what did you say?
I said he's not going to make a good president. There's no evidence that he would be a great president. There's no evidence that Tom Brady would know the first thing about that job. He's a great quarterback. He has all the mental acuity that you're talking about.
What is it?
A mental acuity. Acuity. Look it up.
Oh, great.
He has all of the skill when it comes to an emotional and mental frame of mind, I suppose, that you would need as president. But I don't know what his ideas are. I don't even know if he has any freaking ideas. And the fact is, he ain't going to want to run for president.
Oh, now you're wrong. Right there, you're wrong.
He wants to spend time with his family.
He wants to spend time with his family. You know, I notice you make these quick statements, and I got to sit here.
Yeah, that's how I debate. I make the quick statement. Now, go ahead, respond.
You know, goddamn, now I feel... Oh, God, now I feel like I'm going to have diarrhea or something.
Get to the bathroom. It's ready over there.
I feel like I'm going to have diarrhea because of what you've subjected me to.
I haven't subjected you to jack. You came in here wanting to pitch this idea of Tom Brady being president of the United States. Now, I appreciate you flying all the way to California, but you said you had business anyway. I'm sorry about the screw-up with the phones. I'm sorry about the screw-up with the TriCaster. We got a tough week all the way around when it came to equipment and trying to get this show out. Okay?
Yeah, okay. God, don't start to cry.
Yes, Jerry. You start crying?
I'm not crying. Do I look like I'm crying? I'm just telling you the reality. This is my reality, see?
You know, Phil, if you'd stayed in radio...
If I'd stayed in radio, I'd starve to death. Starve to death.
What an asshole, man. Every general manager I talk to, every pro... I'm going to tell them.
Who cares, man? They won't care. I don't care.
I'm sorry, Mr. Brady. Today, I wanted to come on here and have you run for president. But I know what you're listening to now is striking you no more than some gas what come out of someone's pants.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, you blew it. You blew it.
No, you did not blow it, Mr. Dofke. You made a great point. I think that you've now floated the idea.
Yeah, floated. There's another word.
Yeah, it's a floater.
I didn't say floater. What a... You know, you ought to grow up a little bit, Dickman. You got a mind that is just immersed and marinating in cat whiz.
Cat whiz?
Yeah, dude, what is that, a snack?
What do you mean, a snack?
Okay, thanks very... Listen, Tom, I mean it.
What, do you want to shake my hand?
I do want to shake your hand. I do appreciate you coming out here. I do appreciate you giving me this opinion. We had a very spirited debate. I didn't mean anything personal by it.
No, not much.
I didn't, man. And look, Tom... Because I don't use your consultancy, because I don't, you know, doesn't mean you're not a great consultant. It's just, you know me. You know, I'm a Bo Brummel, whatever you want to call me. I'm one of these.
Bo, what does that mean?
Yeah, Bo Brummel.
I heard of Bo Weaver, you know.
That's very funny. But I'm a guy that is not an easy guy to consult, you know. So, but I know you do a great job.
You ran radio ragged today. You said radio's cheap. A bunch of cheap creeps.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, cut it out, man. You know it's true. There's no money in radio.
And radio is on its way out. Look at the entertainment that people are accessing now. It's all over the place, man. People are listening to stuff on demand. All kinds of shit. Podcasts, you name it, man.
Well, let me ask you something. If somebody offered you $1 million a year to do a radio show, would you turn it down?
Hell no.
Well, what are you talking about, man?
They're going to give me $1 million a year to do a radio show? Yeah, I'll do it. If I could keep doing the rest of the stuff I'm doing.
No, what if you could not do the rest of the stuff you're doing?
What do you mean, the rest of the stuff?
Yeah, you're not allowed to be on TV or none of that?
No, you had to only do radio.
That would be stupid. That would be stupid. I wouldn't do that.
So you wouldn't take $1 million a year just to do radio?
That would be stupid, man, for me not to... Anyway, folks, thank you.
Oh, okay, so we're all done, I guess.
No, I'm just... Go ahead.
You heard Mr. Henry. He said that he's... You heard what he said. He said he would not take no million. He said, I believe I'm quoting him correctly, he would not take even $1 million a year. He would not take $1 million a year to be the
Turn it down, bud. Sorry.
He wouldn't take $1 million a year to be on the radio because that means he wouldn't be able to do like F is for Family or some of the other chicken stuff what he done.
Right? Yeah. And the world-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for CMRA Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. I'm Steve Bozell.
I'm April Bozell.
This is Tom Dovka.
And I'm Brett Dickman.
I'm Phil Henry. Thanks a lot, everybody. Don't forget our monthly chat coming up this Friday night, the first Friday of February. It's our BSP chat, 7 p.m. Pacific.